Career employees in the senior executive service are mostly men. The nonprofit group Federally Employed Women says men make up more than two-thirds of SES employees. Janet Copenhaver is Washington representative of Federally Employed Women. She's trying to rejuvenate a program that helps women join the SES. Janet, it's good to have you back in the program. You and I have talked about the Federal Women's Program before, but I don't get a sense that despite the fact that you're working this issue very, very hard, that most agencies are budging much on their willingness to get with the, no pun intended, the program.
Thanks, Francis, and thanks for having me on again. Yeah, I think it's more of not that they're not willing. I think they really just don't know. This was a program that was started more than 45 years ago. So at the beginning, it was going great, and women were moving up and getting the mentoring and training that they needed. And then over the decades, it just kind of, they had collateral duties, and people kind of lost track of it. And if you think about your managers now, they're probably in their, early 50s. So they weren't around when this program was first started. So I think that's more of it, and that's kind of what we've been trying to do, work with the White House and the administration to just get an instructional memorandum issued from the White House to just say, hey, this requirement is still on the books. You need to comply. You need to support these Federal Women Program managers. And here's what you need to do. And that's what we've been trying to do for about 5.5 years now.
Do most agencies even have them, Janet?
We've been trying to find that out. I don't think the majority of them do. But when we have gone to OPM to say, can you give us a list of who has Federal Women Programs and who are the managers, we can't get anywhere. So that's another part of this campaign that we're working on, is to find out exactly who does, because we want to contact them and invite them to our training programs and give them all the materials that we have on how to be a good Federal Women's Program manager.
I know it doesn't sound like this is something that agencies are doing intentionally. It just sounds like something that maybe is not a priority. What do you think it would take to get the information that you need to try to see where this stands and then move forward?
Well, that's what we were trying to work with the White House. And you're right, it's at no one's top of their priority list. And we thought we were getting somewhere, and then it just kind of got pushed away. So now, you know, we're kind of looking at we've got, 2 years left in the Obama administration, a little more than 2 years, and we really don't want to start the education process all over again, because we've been working with the officials that are in there now it took us at least 2.5 years to just get them up to speed on what the program was about. We really don't want to have to start that again with a new administration. So now we're turning to Congress and trying to get members of Congress to weigh in with the White House and, again, get this memorandum reissued, or the executive order reissued and a memorandum issued, to just tell people what they need to do. So we had a great Advocacy Day, middle of this past month, July 10th, and are trying to get legislators to sign a joint letter on the Federal Women's Program and send that over to the White House by the end of the month.
Are there agencies that are doing this now, Janet, that may be doing it well, that could be your models that you could point to and say, hey, they're doing it well, or have folks there say, this is why this is beneficial to us?
Well, we did put together a great publication. It's the success stories over the years of the Federal Women's Program, and we got stories from all 50 states. And we've talked about this on a previous program.
Yes.
I don't know which agencies are good. I know, like, NIH has managers which are dedicated solely to these different, you know, disabilities and women's programs. But that's what we've also been trying out, is, you know, who actually has a great program that we can say, hey, look at this agency, look at how well they're doing it. So that's another thing that we're trying to work on, is trying to find that example of a great Federal Women's Program.
What kind, do you have any sense of any timeline or at all, or is this something you're just going to keep hammering away at, Janet?
For the letters?
Yes, to try to move this ball forward.
We have a joint letter going on. Representatives Carolyn Maloney from New York and Donna Edwards from Maryland, and Donna Edwards is actually the co-chair of the Congressional Women's Caucus, so it's great that she is a lead on the letter. And we're up to 18 signatories on that. We have two other legislators who sent their own letters, and we are trying to close it out by the end of the week. And our goal is 50. I know that's shooting high, but We know we during the 100, I think we had 125 meetings on the Hill, and they were very receptive, legislators and their staffers, to signing this letter and saying, hey, we need to do this, especially considering the numbers in the senior executive service for women actually went down last year from 2012. It went down in 2013, not by a lot, but it went down, and that's just unconscionable when we're trying to move the number of women in the senior executive service to actually the number of women overall in the federal workforce.